Welcome in, everybody, to the Baseball Rundown. The spring season is upon us. It is episode one. I'm Ryan Lombardi alongside the head coach of the Bonnies baseball team, Jason Rathbun. And coach, tis the season, man.
2026, we're here.
Let's go. I mean, overall vibes heading into the season. Let's hear it.
Excited. I think that this group has done a lot of work to get ready for the season. I think that they have a mindset of wanting to go out and prove something this year. And, you know, they've worked really hard, and we're really just excited to go play. You know, there's nothing left here for us to do. We just got to go get on the field. I think any answers to questions we have are going to be figured out while playing. So just ready to go play, ready to go compete, and excited about our first trip.
Yeah, coach. And I mean, it's year four for you at the helm here at St. Bonaventure. You know, first year, 8-40. 2024, you guys win 18 games. And then last year, you win 20 games. So the steady improvement continues. And also last year, something to note, you guys ended the season 7-2 in your last 3-10 series.
And we started the season 7-3. So, you know, it was the middle part there that was tough. And, you know, people have expectations for us this year because they feel like the path that we're on, the trajectory that we're on, shows us being even better this year. And I'm quick to kind of pause people and just be like, we were really good last year. We just got hammered with injuries that at this rebuilding phase you couldn't overcome, right? Like, you can't lose three of your top players and expect to, you know, maintain the winning standard that we were hoping for. So, you know, I do put a little pause in there and say, man, we were really good last year. We just didn't stay healthy. And I feel like we're in that kind of that same position this year where it's like, I think we got a really good team, but we got to stay healthy.
Right.
Know? We got to stay healthy. So, and we've already had one injury that kind of was like, dang, that's, you know, a big part of somebody that we thought was going to help us a lot this year. So I think we're okay. We'll be able to overcome that because I think we have confidence in the people that are going to be able to fill that void. But yeah, just overall hoping to stay healthy, hoping we can go out and prove what we feel about this team.
I heard you, heard a little rumor down in the SID office. Scotty said, you know how to travel on the bus really well.
I do.
What is your setup? Walk me through this.
It's pretty impressive.
I this is what I'm hearing, and I need to hear it.
A lot of jealous people on the bus. So when I was at Herc, we used to go to Florida.
And okay.
We would take a bus. So you're talking about like 20 plus hours on a bus. So we would leave at like 8 o'clock at night and travel all night. And you know, I'm by no means a small person. You know, I probably could have been a pretty decent left tackle at some point. But so the buses are a little uncomfortable for me, but yeah, I got a nice setup, man. I had a nice little foam mattress pad. I lay across the seat. I get a little body pillow. I get a couple, you know, regular pillows. I form like a little, you know, cocoon in the seat. You know, I make my son sit right across from me so I can put my feet on his chair. And I chill. I can get good sleep on a bus.
Amazing.
So, yeah, that's just experience, buddy.
I love that. All right, let's toss it in to the 2026 season. You could set one goal, or we could kind of do three. What's an expected goal, a reachable goal, and then maybe a goal where you're like, you know, that's a bit of a stretch, but I think we can get there.
I mean, honestly, the goal's kind of been the same for a few years now, and just getting to that conference tournament. I just think it's something that we really want to do. I think that would set this program to the next level of getting back in a conference tournament and competing to go to a regional. I mean, since I was a kid, I've been watching regionals on TV. I always wanted to be a part of that. So, you know, if you get into the tournament, anything can happen. So, you know, I think the expected outcome for this program is to get back to the A-10 tournament and go compete for an A-10 championship.
Yeah, I love that. And then if there's something that you kind of just expect this season, what would that be?
Expect?
Yeah.
I expect us to have more wins than we had last year. I want to kind of keep that steady incline.
Yeah.
You know? I want to keep going up. So, yeah, I think that's something I'm expecting.
Yeah, I love that. And then if you could kind of we'll toss it here a little bit to the players. And if you think which pitcher could have the most strikeouts, who would that be? And we'll go down the list here.
You know, so you asked me this in the fall, I would probably give you a different answer, but we have been just absolutely blown away what Nolan Fite has been doing on the mound. I mean, it has just gotten better and better and better every time he takes the mound. And, you know, we had a friend of mine that came up a couple weekends ago who's a pitching coach for one of the minor league organizations in MLB. And, you know, he was there to help us, you know, just get better as a staff. And, you know, Nolan was on the mound, and all of a sudden that phone snuck out of his pocket and started to take some video because it's that good. It really is. So I'm going to say Nolan Fite has the most strikeouts. You know, he's going to be a starter for us. I think he's got good stamina on the mound. He's really in great shape. I think he's just really primed for a breakout season where people are going to be talking about him.
Yeah.
I don't even know if we'll have him back next year just because I think that pro – I mean, if you're a pro scout and you watch him pitch, you're going to be like – I want that. I mean, he's left-handed. It's
right.
Three-quarter slot like Chris Sale with downward bite movement at 92 to 94, and that's probably not even where he's going to max out at. I mean, it's just – it's so electric. I'm so excited to watch him pitch this weekend.
I'm pumped. If I had to give my prediction, I'm going to go with one of the returners. I'm going to go David James as my strikeout leader.
You would think in the fall.
Yeah, right? I'm going to stick with him because I've seen Nolan pitch in the Bonnie Bowl. I mean, his stuff looks just disgusting, but I'm going to go with a little reliable pick, and that's David James.
All right.
if you had to pick a guy for the most saves, I feel like it's between kind of two guys.
I agree.
That we could see in the closer role.
I agree.
And that's going to be Gilbert and Derek. Maybe not.
I'm going different.
Okay.
I'm going to say Tristan
Ciampa. Oh, Tristan Ciampa.
I'm going to say Tristan Ciampa. Tristan is honestly just as a person, he's in a much better place this year with us. He's happy. He's excited to be here. There was so much going on with his eligibility his first time around here. It just kind of interfered with his love for the game. And he is just in such a great place right now mentally and happy and excited and carving.
Like, yeah.
It's just he pounds the strike zone, multiple pitches. He can really fill up the box with the way his pitches move. You know, he's Boston tough. He's got that Boston in him for sure. Mm-hmm. And he loves WWE wrestling, so that's always a positive. So
it's always good.
I'm going to go Tristan.
I'm going to agree with you, Tristan. And this is a big shout-out to Mr. Barger, Alex Barger's dad. I ran into him one day. He was telling me how much he loved the podcast. And we were just, you know, talking about pitching. And he was on board with the Tristan Ciampa is great to have back. So I'm going to go Tristan Ciampa, most saves.
I changed your mind.
Yeah, you did. You did. I love it. Well, I think Gilbert and Derek, though, they're definitely going to make – I mean, they'll probably bounce around all different spots, but I think Tristan Ciampa could definitely be the guy you want the ball.
For sure. I think that we have some really great options out of the bullpen this
year.
I think we have three guys that could come throw three, four innings out of the pen in a Tristan Ciampa – a Derek Duvall, a James Capolupo. Like, those guys can all throw multiple innings out of the bullpen and have experience doing that. And then you add somebody that Gilbert, who can throw one or two innings, but kind of has that closer experience.
Right.
So, I mean, there's four really, really good options out of the bullpen. So, I think our starters, the three guys that we have kind of lined up right now, and even our fourth possible starter that we're starting this weekend, like, those four have electricity. Like,
yeah.
That's the stuff that's going to wow you. And then we've got those other four in the bullpen that are experienced, have been there before. They're bulldogs. They pound the strike zone. Like, I feel really good about the pitching staff right now.
I'm going to go Gilbert Saunders.
Last year's winner.
That's where I'm going with this pick. You know, you'll see him in those like 1-2 inning roles. He'll come in, maybe close out games, maybe set it up for Tristan to come in and close out So I like Gilbert in that spot, and, I mean, he's had tremendous success on the mound last year. All right, now let's toss it into the offense. We got four categories here: home runs, stolen bases, hits, RBIs. If you had to pick a player to lead the team in home runs this year, who you got?
Joey Calabretti.
Wow. Off the rip.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, that guy's got immense power.
Juice. Real juice.
I love it.
And the attitude to go with it. Like, he's a competitor.
Yeah.
He's a bulldog.
Well, I just like to disagree with you. I'm going to go with last year's King of SWAT. Give me Connor Vercolone.
Ah, I like it. And Connor looks great, by the way.
Like, yeah.
He's really cut down on his swing and miss. It's been really difficult calling pitches against him in our lives. Like, he is just absolutely torching baseball. So you might have
something
there.
That's a really good sign then.
I think Joey could hit 15, though.
So, okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Connor's going to have to up from the 10 he hit last year.
I know. Yeah, he will. They're always fun to joke around with. You know, Connor was like, what do you see? I was like, he's like less strikeouts than last year. And I was like, give me a line. And he was like, over 34.5. And I'll go under, but I'll go over 8.5 home runs. So just joking around with him with that. Who's going to lead the team in stolen bases?
Chris Holcraft.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even think that's a debate. That guy, I mean, he's going to bat lead off all season probably. And we saw what he did last year on the base pass. He is such a good base runner.
Yeah.
His eye for the game is just so there. And he's just so quick too.
He's a very confident base stealer. And
yeah.
I think he really understands the jumps, the timing. He's been, you know, he's our guy, man. He's our senior that's got the most experience here. And that's why we're hitting him lead off, because we just want him to carry us from the jump. So
yeah, and you don't see that a lot anymore. Where guy will stay 4 years at one school. So great to have him back for a fourth year.
Yeah, you know, I think even anybody that's kind of left us has, for the most part, stayed in touch. Because as you know, as a student, I think this place is special. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think Chris really appreciates his time here and loves it and. I don't think he'd want to be anywhere else. Like, I think he just loves being a Bonnie, and he's going to be – he's a special kid, man. It makes my heart warm.
Yeah. Who's got the lead in hits?
I'm probably going to stay in the same area and go Chris Holcraft.
Yeah.
Just because he's going to have the most at-bats hitting leadoff.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I just think he's very aggressive at the plate. Like, he's a guy that just gets on base. Doesn't walk a ton, but he's just so aggressive at the plate.
Yep. Confident.
Yeah. And then if you had to pick a player to lead the team in RBIs, who you got?
I'm going to go Anthony Fernandez.
Oh, a little different of a pick.
Yeah, I think him in the three hole with a couple guys ahead of him that are going to get on base a little bit. And I think Anthony doesn't strike out a lot. So
you know,
if there's a runner on third with one out, I'm really confident he's going to put the ball in play and get the ribby. So that's what I'm going with.
Yeah. All right. And then just as the, you know, taking a look at the team as a whole, what players do you think are going to make the biggest jump from last year to this year?
I'm really excited about Owen Smith.
Okay, yeah.
You know, Owen's a kid that was a freshman last year that we redshirted because he wasn't fully healthy from arm surgery that he had in high school. You know, he was a dual player last year. We tried that out again this fall, but then, you know, we started to kind of think about it, and we're like, man, he is getting really good on the mound. He's a guy that could start for us. He's a guy that could be long relief for us. He had a huge summer here in Olean for the Oilers.
Yeah.
I'm excited to kind of see what Owen can give us this year as a kid that was a freshman last year, wasn't going to play very much, and now has a much bigger role on the team for us this year.
Yeah, and is there a player that you think has the ability to have the biggest impact, not only on the field but off the field as well?
So we just did a quiz with our guys. We did like a player evaluation and like best teammate, hardest worker, you know, ranking of position players, ranking of pitchers. Cause I think it's good to kind of get your team's perspective of like what they see, right? The good thing is the things when you rank them all, put all the numbers together, the way it all worked out, it was very, very, very similar to what the coaching staff thinks. So I think somebody, again, Chris is our leader, for mm-hmm. sure, for sure. He's got the most experience. He's going to lead us. But I think Anthony Fernandez's impact on the team is really big.
Like, yeah.
Voted the hardest worker, was second for best teammate, has a strong desire to win. And he is an, I mean, he is an awesome kid. Like he is, he's just awesome. He's a great student, very polite, works his tail off, good teammate, very, very high on his impact in our program right now.
How big are these early season non-conference games for you guys? Obviously, they're kind of the build up to get to conference play, but if you can go out, get a few wins early on, how big is that for momentum?
I mean, it definitely builds confidence, right? So if you can go out there and play well and, you know, gain confidence headed into the conference series, you know, it definitely – I think it's more about learning who we are as a team and, you know, defining those roles more set in stone, right? Like, I'm hoping that we come out of these non-conference series knowing exactly who we are and moving forward with that team.
Yeah, I love it. All right, Coach, I have some trivia now for you.
I'm so bad at trivia.
Really? Well, it's trivia about your past. So, like, okay. I feel like, you know, these are all decisions you have made. You've actually, like, written these down.
Okay.
At one point or another. I need to figure out the best way to do this, though. Because you have the dock open, right?
I
yeah, I'm why don't you close
it.
Out the dock? Because I got the last three opening day lineups for St. Bonaventure baseball that you have made since your start here. So opening day lineup. Do you want to start in 2025 or 2023?
So, oh boy, 2023.
All right. This is your first year, the first lineup card you wrote as a head coach.
I'm going to guess Jace Tharnish in leadoff.
That is correct.
I'm going to say the two-hole was Adam Ranky.
That is correct.
I'm going to say the three-hole was Jack Putney.
Yep.
Four-hole.
Designated hitter, I'll give you that.
So is it Danny Mannion?
Mm-mm.
Mark Durachi?
No.
Chat.
All these no. All these guys you're naming were in the lineup at some point.
Yeah. Thomas Grilly.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I thought we had Grilly in left. So.
Okay. Ranky was in left.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Five hole.
Durachi?
No. Well, he's not your staff.
Oh, Jackson.
Yeah. Now in right field in the sixth hole.
Durachi.
Yep. Seven hole.
Chat.
Or no.
Danny Mannion.
Yep. Second base in the eight hole.
Kyle.
No.
Oh, no. Pierce Henderson.
Yeah. Yep. Pierce and then at shortstop.
At Artine.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad.
Yeah. Do you remember who the starting pitcher was?
It wasn't Liam. It wasn't Liam. Liam was definitely our best pitcher that year. Who was our starting pitcher? Gabe Watts?
Mm-mm. He was actually – no, he wasn't. I think last year he was first out of the bullpen.
I don't think it was Tripp Breen.
No.
Give it to me.
Bryce Hettinger?
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Can you do 2024, you think? You got this one?
I don't know if I have the lineup. I probably have the positions. I would say Jace was leadoff again.
Jace was not leadoff. He actually batted eight.
Okay. Because he was coming off the injury.
Mm.
Ranky?
Yep.
Ranky was leadoff?
Yep. Herkimer kid.
Kyle hit
yep.
second? All right. Was Marshall third?
Of course.
Fourth was Morgan Litta?
No. He was in the 2023 lineup.
Jackson?
No, he was fifth. Hot corner.
Oh, Putney.
Yep.
Yeah, my bad.
And then, yeah, Jackson was fifth. Six hole. First base.
Who we have at first that? Oh, Morgan.
Morgan Little, yep.
Morgan.
Designated hitter in the seven hole. He was a junior, just graduated last year. Didn't see the field a whole lot. Lefty.
I'm drawing a blank.
Ryan Davis.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Yep.
Then Jace was in the eight hole. And then you got the nine hole?
might be. So we got Putney. I know Putney was at third.
I'll tell you Marshall that. Was Jace short. Was in left field. Jace.
Vossen.
Yep, Paul Vossen. Yeah, all right. And then you're
Gabe
starting.
Watt started.
Gabe Watt started. Yeah, yep.
I remember he started.
All right, and then 2025. You got this one. This one.
Yeah.
You got this one. This is in the bag.
Definitely Jace.
Yep.
Chris Holdcraft second?
Correct.
Then third, Marshall.
Yep.
Fourth was... We clean up in the beginning of last year.
Well, he's your guy.
My guy. Antonio?
Mm-mm. I think he was at Herkimer with you.
Oh, Gunning.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah.
Mike Gunning.
It was such a quick cup of coffee. I forget sometimes. Then was Antonio fifth?
He was sixth. You got a guy filling in the fifth hole. Morgan Little, yep.
Morgan Little, then Antonio.
Batman.
Oh, Harrison Kaufman, yeah.
And then you got the last two. These are easy.
Connor.
Yep.
And then Vossen in the
That
deck?
Is correct.
There you go.
You know the pitcher?
Who started opening day for us? Oh, yes, Capilupo.
It was Capilupo. There you go. Hey, that was – you did pretty good. You did better than I was expecting.
That's not bad.
No,
over 3 years? We've had a lot of turnover.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's pretty good.
I don't even – I mean, I wasn't even here in 2023. So, I mean, some of the I know some of these guys, but I didn't know in 2023 the 6 through 9 hole. I never knew these guys. So
yeah, there's
some names in there.
There's some names in there. Jack Putney.
I mean
– I love that kid. I miss him.
Well, Coach, best of luck.
Ready to rock.
I am so excited to watch you guys.
Hopefully we have a lot of good things to talk about next week.
I hope so, too. All right, guys, this was the Baseball Rundown with Coach Raz and Ryan Lombardi. We will talk to you guys next week on the Baseball Rundown, brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network.